The chover now is allowed to eat these peris, and in Nemzon Vade it was gemaiset already. Why? The Vade is Surei Meister, who chover? Kama. Because Avada, the first Bala boss, the chover, took off Meisteris, Alavayu on it. And the Svar we said before, because he doesn't want somebody else to be able to neighbor. He doesn't want somebody else to eat an Isser. Rabbi Shimon, the Gamliel, in there, Lo Yoichel no Ache Yasser. No, the second person is not allowed to eat the figs until he takes off Meisteris. Why? Lefi shaloi nechshutu chaveirim litram shloimin amukim. We have here. Lefi shaloi nechshutu chaveirim litram shloimin amukim. And this is Reb Shimon Gamliel's Svara. Reb Shimon Gamliel's Svara. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, lo yoichum ad sheyaser lefi shaloi nechshutu chaveirim litram shloimin amukim. Because we nemo on vadai that the chaver would not take off maiser. Why? He doesn't want to do an iser. Shloimin amukim, you're not supposed to do it. So the chaver, that's why he won't take off maiser. Now the Yomale Rebbe says Mutav Sheyechshutu Chaverim Litrav Shloim Min Amukiv VeYal Yachilu Amoret Tzvolim. That's Rebbe's Svara. No, it's Kedai that the Bala Bos should take that the Chover should take off Maisus. It's Kedai the Bala Bos should do it, even though he's doing some Shloim Min Adin because it's Shloim Min Amukiv. But it's better to do like a small Isser Kedai that the other person should not do a big Isser. The other person should not come to Tevel. That's Rebbe's Svara. So the Marba Maikim, if looking, what's the Machloikis? Rebbe, so Rebbe holds, Nichele lechover, Delevid hu Isura Klilo, for Elevid Amorit Isura Rabba. Rebbe holds, it's Kedai that the Chover should do a small Isser. He's doing a small Isser by taking off Maisris, Shlomin Amukiv. He's not next to his field. He's taken off from his house for his field. That's the Isser Klilo, small Isser. It's Kedai to do a small Isser, for Elevid Amorit Isura Rabba. That the balabos, that the person that's eating it, the yamorot should not do a bigger iser. He should not come amish tevel. We have Shimon ben Gamliel Sovar, nichalei lechover delevet amorot isura rabam v'yeyu afilu isura kilo lelevet. That's the machlekes. We have Shimon ben Gamliel hold the svara is not like that. That it's kedai for chover not to do any iser. He should not do even iser klila, even though it means that an amorot is going to do an iser rabam. But the fourth, I'm not mamish making you do the iser like. Before you're doing the Yisr, and I'm, as you want me to do an Yisr Klila, he also swore no. If Shimon holds no, a Chava would not do even a small Yisr, Kedai to say somebody else was doing a bigger Yisr. But Rebbe holds not like that. It's Kedai to do a small Yisr, Kedai somebody else should not be over a big Averum. That's the Machlokes here. But I call upon him the Gate Tower Shiloh, to be say a Chazaka Shliach Dodger Shlichusay, or not, from here we have no Raya. Because here there's a new Svar, a Chava doesn't let anything go out of his Rishus. Unless first he took off Trumas and Maisus. So it's a new Svar here, that a Chava doesn't let somebody eat something unless it's Vadi, it's kosher. But a regular Shliach, if he does what he's supposed to, it could be, maybe he forgot, maybe he's Miyayish, maybe he couldn't do it. We do not know Vadi he did it. So the Maisus, the Gemara doesn't come out to Maskana, what's the Alochim? The Maisus, it's a Machoikis, a Rishonim, had a Paskin. So we Paskin like Rishonim to say that even in the Rises, we said the Chazaka Shliach Oitzes Tchusoi, and some Rishonim say no. We pass like Rav Nachman that in the Raisa, as always Mashmir the Halacha. We pass like Rav Nachman that in the Shail in the Raisa we're not Soimach on a Chazaka Shliach Oitzes Tchusoi. We have a Sofik. Maybe the Shliach forgot. Maybe you know, anything happened. He didn't do it. It's not a Vaday. So maybe it's only a Sofik if he did it or not. So it's only Lechumra. We have to be Machmir. Maybe the Shliach didn't do it. But Lekula is also a Sofik. That's why there's always a Halacha. If you make a Shliach to Mekadesh and Isha for you. And you don't know if the Shliach did it or not, so the Chumra you rosh on everybody in the world. Because you have to be choshes, maybe the Shliach was Mekadosh and Isha for you, and you don't know who he was Mekadosh. So any lady you want to marry now, maybe she's your wife's sister, maybe it's your wife's mother, you don't know. So if either there is a Sufik, when you tell the Shliach to do something, you have to have a Sufik, maybe he did do it. Our Sugi is just saying, you don't know Vada he did it though. To say Vada he did it, in the rights there's always a Sufik, maybe he didn't do it. So the Mishnah, Nos Noiv Ilan. If you put your Erev, again, an Eruv Eitchumim, you want to be able to walk a Paiman out of the city. So Nos Noiv Ilan, you put your Erev on the tree. Nos Noiv Ilan. Lamala Miasara Tvachim. It's higher than 10 Tvachim. That's the tree itself, as the branches of the tree were higher than 10 Tvachim. That's where you put the Chalis for the Eruv Eitchumim. Is the Locha Ein Eruv Erev. Since you put the Erev so high up, 10 Tfachim high, it's not Chal the Erev. Lamata Miasar Tfachim, let's say it's on the tree, but the branches are less than 10 Tfachim off the ground, then Eruv Erev. then Yeru B'Tchumin is good. The Gemara will explain what's the chilek between Lamala Miyud or Lamata Miyud. What about Tu'a Din Nosna Debor? You put your Eruv in a bor, in a pit. Is Afilu Omok Meyama? No matter how deep down the bor is, still Eruv Yeruv. Yeruv is good. Here there's no concern. There's only a concern if it's put it on a branch of a tree and the branch is more than 10 tefachim on top of the ground. That's where the Eruv is not chal. For the Gemara, Yosef Rav Chiya, Bar Abba, for Rabbi Asi, Verova, Bar Nosin, for Yosef Rav Nachman Gabay, Nachman was sitting by them. They were all sitting together. The Yasvi, they were sitting with Karmen, they said over, Hi Elon, the Koy Hecha. Hey, this Elon, where is it standing? Hey, Hi Elon, the Koy Hecha. Where is this tree standing now? So we have a suffix, you put the Erev on the tree, and since it's more than 10 Fachamai, it's no good. Where is this tree? If you're telling me now the tree is in the Rishus HaYochid in your backyard, or Vizoy, Mali Lamala, Mali Lamata. Might ask you mean how high the branch of the tree is. Whether the branch is 10 Tfachamay or not 10 Tfachamay. Like Rishus HaYochid, Oil Adarakiya, Mamanashuch. Any place in the Rishus HaYochid, Mamash until Shemayim is considered part of Rishus HaYochid. So no matter how high you are, you're still in the Rishus HaYochid. So you're still in one Rishus. So the Erev should be good. What do I care if the branch is more than 10 tefachim high? So what? No matter how high it is, it's still called the Rishus HaYochid. The Elo, you have to tell me the Koy Rishus HaRabim. We're talking about this tree now is standing in Rishus HaRabim. Now, the Miskavin Lishoveis Heichen. Where did this person have das to be Koyin Hishvisa? The Loch of Arubit Chumim is that you want to be able to walk more than a Payimam out of your city. So you say before Shabbos, is considered like you're kind of your shvisa, like you're living in the place where the chal is. So here you put the chal on top of the tree. The subject is, where did you have das to be kind of shvisa? Where exactly, which place do you want to be considered, that's the mokum where you're living now? Do you want to be able to live on the bottom of the tree, the stump of the tree? Or do you want to live on top of the tree, where the branches are? That's the shayla. For the Gemara, where did he have kavono that it should be koin his din erif? Like, where is he koin his shvisa? If you tell me this person had das, to like to climb up the tree before Shabbos, and to live there on the branch, that's where he's going to sleep. That's where he's going to stay that Shabbos, that's when he's mokim shvisa, of a zoi, who, the eruvah, the mokim echod. He and his erif is namish in the exact same place. They're both lamala meyud. Like, what should be wrong? The tree is in Rishus HaRabim. Now, the chsoron is, around the tree, the floor is Rishus HaRabim. But Mastam, we're talking about here, where the branches of the tree are very wide, and they're more than Dalat Tfachim by Dalat Tfachim, the branches. Come to say, if the branches is the Malam Meyud, more than Yud Tfachim off the ground, they become Rishus HaYochid. So on top of the branch is the Rishus HaYochid. Because you have a branch now, that's Mamish Lamalam Meyud, more than Yud Tfachim high. So you have a branch like this in the Rishus HaRabim, you say like good asam on the chitzes go down, and mail on top of the branch is called Rishus HaYochid. So that's the chsoron. The Erev is on top of the branch in the Rishus HaYochid, and the bottom is the Rishus HaRabim. But if you tell me the person had das to be kind of shvis on top of the tree here, so he wanted to be in the Rishus HaYochid, and the Erev is in the Rishus HaYochid. It's very good. They're in the exact same Rishus, so what should be the chsoron? Why isn't this Erev chal? Elos of Gemara, I'll tell you the case is Niskaven Lishvais Lamata. The Kimter is with a person at das to be kind of shvisa on the ground, on the bottom, the ikur of the tree, by the stump of the tree. That's where he wanted to be. That's where he wanted to be kind of shvisa. So now here's the chsorim. If the bread, the challah, the eruv is on top of a branch which is 10 tefachim high, since it's 10 tefachim high, it becomes Rishus HaYochid. Because talking about the branch is very wide, it's more than dalad by dalad. So on top is Rishus HaYochid. And where does he want to live? On the bottom, which is the Rishus HaRabim. So he can't bring the Erev to the Mokim where he wants to live. So now the Erev is not Chal. It lies like the Erev is in the Rishus HaYochid, and he wants to be in the Rishus HaRabim, and on Shabbos is also to carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. So now the Erev is not in the Mokim he wants to be Shabbos, so that's why the Erev is not Chal. Mashenken, if the branches would be Lamata and Neyud, they're not 10 Tfachim high, they do not become Rishus HaYochid, then it's considered in one Rishus, so then he could take the Erev to the ground where he is. Then the Erev is Chal. So that's enough to mean them. Since the branch is more than 10 Tfachim high, it's Rishus HaYochid, unless it's not a Rishus HaYochid. Let's see Rashi. Even as comes Rashi Likma Shvisa Al Elon on the tree itself, is who the Ruby Vamakim Echud? The Afil Lamalam Yud Ruby Erev. Since he wants to live on top also, what do I care if his tents for Chamai if we should see Yachad there, but they're both in the same Mokim, him and his Erev. Eli, you tell him, made in his cabin, this way is Lamatun. Tirutsu, this is a terrace already. Hilkach, Lamala Meyasara, if the Chala, the Erev, was more than 10 Tfachim high, ain't a Ruby Erev. Why? To be Mokim, Shineskavan, Ishvois, Shomhi, Shvisosin. Where did he have Das to live? On the ground. So that's really his Mokim Shvisan. Now, the Chivon, do you have a boy, the Mishkle Ruve? If he would want to take his Erev, O Michla, and eat it, be sure she Erev Zoichaloi, at the time when the Erev is Chal for him, which is the Hainu Ben Ashmoshes, at the beginning of Shabbos, we say, that where you have your mazon, your bread, that's considered your mokum that you're living there. So the beginning of Shabbos is kind of the shvisa as if you're living outside there. But here, le motzi shokel, he can't take his challah from where he wants to be kind of shvisa. The maisi mishus hayochel, mishus rabim, because he's bringing the challah from the top of the tree, which is a mishus hayochel, to the bottom of the tree, which is a mishus rabim. You're not allowed to do that. Is the meidah lo hevi eruvi eruv. Therefore, his eruv is not chal. Now, Trashi, the Elon Rochiv Dalit. We're talking about the branches of the tree is Dalit Tfachim wide. Therefore, on top of it becomes Rosh Hashayachid. Lamata Miyud, Mashenkin, let's say the branches are lower than 10 Tfachim, then Eruva Yeriv. Then it's Chal the Yeriv. I, the Kashri, is the Afagav Lamata Miyud Karmelisu. Even though it's not 10 Tfachim, it's only 9 or 8 Tfachim, but the Chur becomes a Karmelis then. The whole gimel ates for reichiv dalat karmelisi. Anything you have in rishus rabim, which is more than gimel tfachim high, and it's not up until 10 tfachim high, if it's rochiv dalat by dalat, it becomes a karmelis. That's the state of a karmelis. It's not a rishus yoch, it's not a rishus rabim. Since it's rochiv dalat by dalat, and it's at least gimel tfachim high, and it's not exactly yud tfachim high. So b'zvei this tree, if it's less than yud tfachim, luchur it's a karmelis. So again, it should be yosur. You're not allowed to carry from a karmelis to a rishus rabim. So it's still shver. How can you take the erev off the tree to use it? And the Gemara can yarmin of yitzias hashabbos. The komais lo mekarmelis to rishus rabim. So who it's shver? You're carrying from a karmelis to rishus rabim. Ha mukmi lo. The Gemara assumes there's that sign to Rebbe. This Gemara goes like Rebbe. The yoma kol dovish shum mishum shvus lo gozer olav vena shmoshes. Anytime there's only nisim, the rabbanon, bein hashmoshes, the rabbanon did not make the gzeres. So mele here, the erev. When is the erev chal bein hashmoshes? Right at the beginning of Shabbos. So it depends. If you have to take the erev from the branch that's less than yutzfachem hay, even though it's a karmelis, and you wanted to be kind of shlis on the bottom of the tree, which is the rishus rabbin, you're allowed to carry from a karmelis to the rishus rabbin, because since it's only yosim with the rabbanon. And bein hashmoshes ledvar mitzvah to rabbanon were not geyser on shvusim. Therefore, bein hashmoshes, you are allowed to take the erev off the tree and eat it on the ground. Mashenkin, if the tree is yud tfachim high, then on top becomes rishus yochid, which that's an issur d'oraisa. With the oraisa, you're not allowed to carry from rishus yochid to rishus rabbin. So then, even bein hashmoshes, if you have no hechet timsa, how you can bring the bread down from the top of the tree to where you are? So therefore, the erev is not chal. The only reason Erev is Chal is that by Mokim you want to be kind of Shvisa, if you have your Muslim there, we look as if you want to be, as if it's Chal. But here you want to live on the bottom of the tree. You don't have your Chalis there. Where are your Chalis? They're on the top of the tree. The top of the tree, since it's more than Yud Tzfachim Hay, and it's Rochiv Dalad by Dalad, it's called Rishus Yochid. So since you're not allowed to take the bread from Rishus Yochid and put it on the ground to Rishus Rabin, you're talking out kind of Eruve. That's the Terence. Mashenkin, if the tree is less than Yud Tzfachim Hay, so it's only a karmelis, so that's only an issur with the rabbonin, and then the rabbonin you're allowed to do bein hashmoshes to tzorach mitzvah. More mitzvah. That's the Gemara's teretz. The what? El niskavim lishras lamata. He had kavona to sit on the bottom of the tree. For the Gemara Nukasha now. Even on the case that the Erev is lamata miyutvachin, why is it so poshut is good? Ivo ko mishtamish bilon. He's the mishtamish bilon. That's a loch on Shabbos. That you're not allowed to use a tree on Shabbos. There's a gzera maybe come to climb up and pull off branches, which would be an issur d'oraisa. So therefore, let's say you have something hanging on the tree. It's also to take it off on Shabbos. So here, if you have your lechem, you have the erev on the tree, what do I care if it's less than your tochim, but midirabbonin, it's also to take the lechem off the tree on Shabbos. You're not allowed to be mishtamish b'nilon on Shabbos. So how can you take the erev off on Shabbos? So drashi yom mishtamish bilon. Ki shok ulei. When you take off the erev, v'amai eru the erev, why is it chal the erev? Afil lamatem yasor, even on the bottom of asorah. Here the Shimash Ilan Shvusu, Kiritnan, Elohim Shim Shvus, the Erlan Bilan, Ruadin the Mosul Mithrach will come out from Kamish's Rabbin, the same Kasha. Kopon the Kasha is you're doing an Issad Rabbin to get the Lechem, to get the Eruv off the tree, onto the ground where you want to be Kainish Shvisa, is off the Rabbin. You'd be Mishtamish Bilan. You can't take something off the tree on Shabbos. So, by to the Eruv Shinaf Yichau, and for the Gemara, Li Oilam Atayi the Koi Bishus Rabbin, the same Akimta. We're talking about the tree is Bishus Rabin. The tree is out in the fields where you want to be Kaini Yishriso. It's by the Alpayimam out of the city. But it's Bishus Rabin there. But it's Kavit Lishvas Lamata. Now you wanted to be Kaini Yishriso on the ground, on the Iker of the tree. On the ground, the bark of the tree. And the Maisa was that the Erev, you put the Erev on top of the leaves. The Chala was on top of the leaf. So it depends, we're saying. If it's Lamala Meyud, the Mishnah says it's no good. Because then Lamala Meyud is Rishus HaYochid, that's also Midiraisa to take the challah off the tree to the bottom Rishus HaRabin. But if it's Lamata Meyud, if the branches are less than you Tvachamayin, it's not a Rishus HaYochid, it's only a Karmelis, so then you're allowed to take the challah off. The Kashra is watching to take it off, L'chur, there are two Yisurim. One Yisur is you're taking it from a Karmelis to a Rishus HaRabin, and the second Yisur is you'd be Mishtamash Vilon. Since the Alechem, the challah for the Erev, is on top of the tree, you're not allowed to take something off the tree on Shabbos. And for the Gemara, the Rebbe he. Our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Shiton. The Yomar Rebbe says, Kol dove shumishum shvus, loy gozer olav ben ashmoshes. Any issa, the Rabbonan will not gozer ben ashmoshes. So Mela, when is an Erev Chal? An Erev is Chal ben ashmoshes at the beginning of Shabbos. So at the beginning of Shabbos, when you're under the tree, you have to be able to, at that time, take off the Erev off the tree. The Maisi you're allowed to, according to Rebbe. Because taking off the lechem off the tree is only two Isurus Rabbanan. It's only either an Issa you be Mishtamish Bilam, or else you take it from a Carmelist into a Shus Rabin. They're both only Yosem and the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan weren't Geizer, even two Shvusim. The Rabbanan weren't Geizer Ben Ashmoshes. So Drashi Ben Ashmoshes, Shehi Shas Kinyas Erev. That's the time that an Erev Chumen is Chal. The Chiva and these Shas at that time. Motzi Shokulei, you're allowed to take off the bread. Nimsa Suda Ruyalob Yosem Shor. At that time, the Erev is Roy for you teeth. V'sula yichvislon. Even though later on you can't use the Chalor anymore, because after Ben HaShemoshes, you now want to take the Lechem off the tree, because there are two Yisru the Rabbonans, you'll be Mishtamish, and you take it from a Carmelist, but without Ben HaShemoshes, when the Erev should be Chal, it's Chal, it doesn't bother us later on. Shrashi lo gozru ala Ben HaShemoshes, dechiv the Ben HaShemoshes, sveiku, o shvus the Rabbonan hu, lo gozru, that's Rashi Svarim. Without Ben HaShemoshes, only a Sofik, if it's Shabbos or not. And at the Rabbonin, so blaz like a suffix, in the Rabbonin, you go to Kula. So the Mara. Omulu Rav Nachman, so this is what the first Mandyam was saying. Rav Chiya Barabba and Rabasi and Rav Nosen. They were saying this Pshat now Mishnah. Now Omulu Rav Nachman heard them say this. He said, Yasha, Yishno, you said very good. That's like a Pshat now Mishnah. The Chenom HaShmuel, Shmuel also said the same Pshat. But that's like a Pshat now Mishnah. So the Gemara, Omru Lei, Pasrisi Bahu, Kuli Hai, like these other man the Yom are telling Rav Nachman, you said such, like you're saying such a good heresy. No, Rav Nachman said Yasher, like what you're saying was right. So they answer him back, are you masking to such a good heresy? Fred Gemara, Hai Inu Nami Hokiko Pasri Bo, like what's your big astonishment? Are you saying so good, Rav Nachman? They themselves said the exact same heresy now also. So I care, they were the ones that said this heresy first. Then when Rav Nachman heard it, Rav Nachman said Yasher, you're saying right. So what are they being so astonished now? When Rav Nachman said, yes, you're right, they felt so good. Like, you said it to yourself. El the Gemara says, Hochi, oh, this is what you meant to say. El Hochi Omru Lei, Kevisu Lei B'Gemara. He meant to ask Rav Nachman, are you Keveya this din in the Gemara? Like, is this the Loch of Sukkah? And Omru in, Yitaka said, yes, that now it's a Gemara like that, that's Pshanal Mishnah. Pshanal Mishnah is, we're talking about the tree is in the Rishus Rabin, and Lamala Meyud is no good the Erev, because then it's Rishus HaYochid, and it's also in the Diraisa, to take the Erev off the tree, put it on the ground, Rishus Rabin. But But if the tree, the branches are less than 10 tefachim, so it's only a kamlus, only a simit rabbanon, then it's mutter. So the more itmanami, Omer Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel, Hocho b'ilon ho'ayne v'rishos rab maskinim. Our Mishnah is talking about the kinta, the tree is v'rishos rabin. And gevoya asara, the tree is 10 tefachim high. V'rochiv abo, and the top of it is wide, dalad by dalad. Therefore, the top of the tree is a rishos ha'yochid. So now, v'niskavim l'shvus l'mato, if he had that, to coin his shvisam on the bottom part of the tree, on the ground of the tree, then you have this halacha, that if you put it on top of the tree, which is 10 tefachim high, it's a rishus ha'yochid, it's usur, it's possible. Because you can't take the bread off the tree to the ground, that's an issue to raise them. Mashenkin, if the top of the tree is less than yud tefachim, it's only 9 or 8 or 7, it's only a karmelis, it's only usur with the rabbonin, and the Rebbe, he goes according to Rebbe. Diyoma kol dover shum ishum shvus, le'igot v'ol of ben ha'shmoshes. Any issue, the rabbonin did not make ben ha'shmoshes. So that's Shana Mishnah, and we pass the lalach like that. That a shvus, you could be makel ben hashmoshes l'tzarech mitzvah or a shas atchak. It to do Yisrael Rabbanon's ben hashmoshes. Right, but it's providing, it's not so again a meister, because it's only providing you were makabel Shabbos. When you're makabel Shabbos, that has a loch around like Shabbos Gomer, you can't do shvusin. So it's come out nebu nageya. Just to say, if you weren't makabel Shabbos yet, and it became ben hashmoshes, then you will have to do a shvus. But if you are Mekabel Shabbos already, you like Shabbos Gomer then. Omer Rava, Lo Yishonu Ve'ala B'ilon Ho'aymed Chutz Li'Iburei Shalir. Our whole shaila here is only if this tree is standing outside the Ibur of the city. In other words, you have the city, and the Ibur means 70 yamas outside the city is still called like part of the city. So now, the case is you want to be able to walk out of your city Alpayim Amah, right? 2,000 yamas. So at the end of your city, that's where you start counting your Alpayim Amah. Now you started to walk, let's say, 1,000 Amos, and you hit another city. And you want to walk further than that city. So after you pass that city, that's where your Alpayim Amah ends, and you have a tree there, that's where you want to be Shavas. That's where you want to put Yerif. So you have to know this tree has to be outside even the second city's limits. It's out of 70 Amos, out of the second city. Avol Ilam. But if the tree that you want to make the Erev is still in the Ibram, it's still part of the 70 Yamis of the second city, you should know, even in the case like Al Mishnah, where you have the tree and you put your Erev on top of the tree, which is Lamala Meyud, so it's Rishus Yochid, and you want to be kind of Shvisa on the floor on the bottom, which is Rishus Rabin, still Harezu Erev. In such a case, the Erev will still be Chal. Why is it Chal? The Chur, you're in two different places. Your Erev is the Malin Rishus HaYochid, and you want to be downstairs in Rishus HaRabim, and you can't take the Erev from one to the other. So why is it Chal? And the Gemara Nusvarim, the Mosa command the Mal Yadami. A city is considered like it's filled up. There's anything inside the city, it always looks like it's Mamish in one Rishus. So on top and bottom, Mamish looks alike. So Rashi speaks out. Even though it's Medin, is still also to take the Erev off the tree and put it down on the ground. Because there's still a list of your item. Like even though in the middle of the city, you can still have Rishus HaRabim. So if the tree is Lamala Meyud, and it's Roch of Dalid, on top of the tree is a Rishus HaYochid. On the bottom of the tree, Lamaisa is a Rishus HaRabim. So Adam the Raisa is still also to take the Erev off the tree to bring it down to you. We're just saying a Svara, a Drabonatik a Svara, Vilchus Erevin, we look as if you're both in the same Rishus. Even though Lamaisa you can get the Erev off, but in the city, when you're in the 70 Yamas of the city, we look as if the whole city is Kamanda Mal Yudomin, like it's filled up. Top, bottom, it looks like one thing. So it looks like your mama's in the exact same place, so that's a Svara, good for Erev also. A new Drabonatik a Svara. See Rashi. Rashi Demosa. Rashi, mitoich shehi mukefes yishuv mechitzes. Since it has walls around the city, v'yena megula is not open. Chazina lo kamanda mal yafora. We look as if inside the city is like filled up with dirt. Levi kamanda neskaven lishvus lamalam yafarum. So even though really you had that to live on the bottom of the tree, the bottom and the top is like one thing. So we look as if you had that really to live on top of the tree. So Rashi, v'yafal gav. The Iboy Lemishke, Levati Shokol, even though really Lemaisa. If you want to take Yerev off the tree to bring it down, you're not allowed to, though even Rishus HaYochid. V'tachta v'shus rabim, so midrais you still can't take it down. Aba kol ponim is the rabbanim that gesvara. Chazinu we look lemakim shvisase kilu hu gevoyim. We look as if, even though you want to live on the floor, on the bottom of the tree, we look as if you want to live on top of the tree. L'nevi kilu neskavim nishves lemala v'yikten lo yerev. We look as if you want to live on top of the tree, because anything inside a city is all command the mal yadomi. There's no difference between bottom and top. So you look as if the whole thing is on top already. So you look as if you want to be cutting on top of the tree, and then it is chal. So our Mishnah is only talking about where Yalpayim Mamah ended outside the city, even outside the 70 yamas of the city. There it's not command the mal yadomi, then there's a chilek. If you want to live on bottom and your Erev is on top and it's just a Yochid, the Erev is not Chal, because you can't get the Erev on Shabbos. So the Mari Yochid, that's such a Svara, that inside a city we look as if it's all filled up, even if you're outside the Ibur, you're outside of the 70 Yamas limit of the city, Nami still should be kosher the Erev. Why? Kivin the Yomar Rava. Since Rava says, Hanoi Sene Ruvai, anytime you put down an Erev Chumim, or your Mokum, you put down your bread, you should know, Yeshloi Arba Amis. You have four Amis all around it, is like Midrabbanan, your house. Well, you put down your bread in the middle of the street, so four, dal by dal, all the four Amis around it, we look as if it's your bayis. That's your Mokum Shvisa. It's not just the Mokum where the bread is. It's a radius of dal damis. So all around you, the dal damis is like your Mokum Shvisa. So the kashri is, even if you're outside in the city now, you're outside the city, but still, when you put down that bread, you have dal damas all around you, which is your rishus. So let's look as if those dal damas, like, they have mechitzas around you, and that mokum should be command the mal yudomi. So we should always look as if, when you want to live on the bottom of the tree, it's as if you want to live on top of the tree also, because you always have dal damas around you. So the mara, kivim yama rova, hanois neruva, yeshtoi arba amois, Hevelay Rishus HaYochid. It's as if you have a din Rishus HaYochid around you right now. And Rishus HaYochid Oyla Ad Rekia. And the Rishus HaYochid itself goes up until Shemayim. So let's see Rashi again. This is only a svar in the Rabbonins. So Rashi, Kivin the Yom HaRova, Hanoisin Eser L'Kalam Bay Pirkun, Kabin Es Galgo Chus L'Tchum. Let's say Erev rolled out more than the Tchum. Tiltoni Mas Nitzin Einu Erev. It's not Chal the Erev. The Yom HaRova L'Shonu Elishin Es Galgo Chus L'Tchum Arbamis. It's only if it went more than dal damas away from the mokum where you want to live. Even though the error of the chala rolled away, but if it didn't go dal damas away from where you wanted to be, kainish risam is hanois net ruvay yeshlo yarba amas. Still, it's chal because you have dal damas. Kolaymer, arba amas shasvivam. The four amas all around your eruv is heavily kumokefus mechitzas. It looks from the rabbanon as if your mamish have mechitzas all around you. Now, just like if somebody puts his Erev inside a house, half the house is inside the Tchum Shabbos, and half the house is outside the Tchum Shabbos. You're allowed to walk through the whole house. Because any time you really have mechitzas around you, it looks like that's the mokum of your Erev, and you have a payimama outside that mokum. Yedavi kola bayis kiluhu b'terech tchumay. Let me look, come on, we'll see these sugyas later on. But Kopon, what's nageya to us is, whenever you put down your Erev, we look as if the mokum around you, dal damis, as if it mamash has mechitis around you, so it's mamash called like Rishus HaYochid. So Bezoizek Rashi, next Rashi, Rishus HaYochid Eilad Rekiyam. V'yafilu nosno l'malam yasura. Even in our case, where you put the Erev on top of the tree, which is 10 tfachim high, which is a real Rishus HaYochid who? Who is Abzai, and you want to live on the bottom of the tree, which is Rishus HaRabin, but the kashri is, it should still be one Rishus. Abzai, who veruve Rishus HaYochid heim? So Grashi again, when he deloy Rishus HaYochid mamish, avada lamaisa mamish midiraisa, it's not called Rishus HaYochid. Legavi yisura diraisa, lemishkale milam, avada lamaisa, you can't take off the bread off the tree to bring it to the bottom of the tree. Because lamaisa, the bottom of the tree, is Rishus HaRabin. On top of the tree is the Rishus HaYochid, because it's 10 tefachim high and rochav dalad by dalad. So lemaisa is the Rishus HaYochid on top. So lemaisa it's also the right to take the bread off the tree to put it down on the bottom. About koponim v'adoleka mechitza. So Rashi mihu linyan mihu hu veruvi b'mokim echad have echad rishusay. Negeir to the rabbanon de kalocha v'ilchas erevin. Do we consider you and the erevin one rishus? That yes is still considered one reshus. Dumya, it's just daima, the naisim bebur shalir. The same way you put yerev in the middle of a city. The chazil le rova command amalia. The rova saw before. Anytime you have yerev in a mokum that has a din as if there's mechitis around it, we look as if that mokum is filled up to the top. So anytime you want to have your mokum shvisa on the bottom, the floor, it's the same thing. It looks like you want to have it on top also. So in the Rabbanim de Galochas, the kasher is, the Arab should be chal here also. Even though really you want to sleep, rest on the bottom of the tree, so what? Since for Mokum Arab you have Dal Damas all around you, and Dal Damas is called Krishna Siyachid, let's look command the Mal Yadomi. It's the same thing as if you want to live on top. And if you really want to live on top, the Arab would be chal. Because on top, that's where your lechem is, so you're there, that's good. So even though now you want to live on the bottom, still it should be kosher, the Gemara's kasher. As the Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchok. Right, Rabbi Meshashio, Hoch, we're talking about the Elon, the tree, Hanoite Chutzli Arbamis. The tree is Noite, the branches are going out of the Arbamis. In other words, the branches, you want to live on the bottom of the tree. And that's the Kutrani Shrisa. So, Ikashriz, we're asking all Dal Damas around the tree, is like your Mokim Shrisa. The Teret says the branches here went further out of the Dal Damas. They went more than Dal Damas away from Dika the tree. So the Maisi, where you put the Erev now, is out of the Dal Damas where you want to be Kainish Shvisa. So since the Lechem is more than Dal Damas further away, here we don't say Command the Mal Yidomim. It's not considered like one Rishus, because it's more than Dal Damas away. Hey, Socha, the Elon, the tree, Hanoita, the branches stick out further, Chutzli Yarbamas Askinim, more than Dal Damas. Now the case is, Again,